Oh, well, yeah. Thanks for inviting me.
You've been a critic of this idea of annexation, which would result in a tax collected to Dillingham City coffers for years now, since before it passed in 2012, and you've still been at all the meetings to bring up the points against this. What would you like the city to do at this point, and why don't you support the annexation?
Well, yeah, it's the city's annexation, not necessarily in opposition to a raw fish tax. And my point has always been is that there's other communities within the drainage that depend on that resource also. And in fact, it was a previous finding of the LBC Commission when Clarks and Dillingham at one time filed similar petitions. They made a determination this is a regional resource and therefore shouldn't go to any one entity. You know, unfortunately, their latest decision was that. So it's not so much that there shouldn't be a raw fish tax, it's that it all goes to Dillingham and it precludes other communities that I believe are entitled to some of that money, if there is some available.
As a longtime commercial fisherman yourself, do you have a problem paying the Nooshigak tax if it's collected again?
My main concern is only benefits one entity. You know, nobody likes to pay additional taxes, but we do, you know. Naknek, Kwijak, and Igigik in the two districts that I fish besides the Nooshigak. You know, and then we see some benefits from the Bristol Bay Borough and the Lake and Bend Borough in particular, you know.
You do see benefits as a fisherman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know,
such
that
as?
Money. Well, that money goes back into the fishery, you know, that some of the dock work at the Bristol Bay Borough, you know, and their activity, you know, at Board of Fish or research type projects. So it comes back and around. And
do you think Dillingham does not provide, or do you have any faith that they would provide services to the fishery and the fishermen if they continue to collect this tax in the years ahead?
Well, the question I would have if Dillingham took it, what would they put back into the fishery? You know, they made a statement that the commercial fishing industry doesn't pay its way in Dillingham. You know, we've asked repeatedly, well, how much does the commercial fishing industry as a whole contribute to the coffers of Dillingham? They've never provided that number for us. So it's that, and the flip side of that is they're saying that, well, we supply all these support facilities to the outlying communities. I think they failed to recognize what those communities bring to Dillingham as a regional hub.
Such as?
Well, the shopping, you know, the purchase of fuel and the dock facilities, you know, it's just a staging area. And then for most part, it gets sorted out and delivered to the communities. You know, the other thing they failed to recognize is that you take the Health Corporation, you take BB&A, you take BBEDC, you take the Housing Authority, and you take Southwest Regional Schools. All those regional organizations are headquartered in Dillingham here. And that's because the communities, through their tribes, support having that here.
Let me bring up, you mentioned some of those organizations. At one of the last meetings, the CEO of the hospital was present, and he said, you know, I have a hard time keeping people here. And he listed off a litany of things that Dillingham comes up short on in his mind. But that's exactly what the city is saying they need to collect more revenue for, to improve some services that might keep people in town. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I don't agree with that. I don't think Dillingham has a revenue problem. I think Dillingham has a spending problem.
Such as?
Well, when was the last time they ever sat down and did an in-depth economic study of the city?
I don't know.
I don't know either, you know, but it's no... What do you do? What do most people do when they don't have enough money? They start cutting things, right? And looking at what's important.
Now, if the city starts making cuts and services start to get cut or salaries start to get cut for city employees, will you agree with that? Is that what they should be doing?
Well, I think that needs to be part of the equation, you know, and I think they need to involve the community or at least members of the community in that decision-making processes, because that's what's going to happen. I don't think their key to success is to continue to raise taxes. We already pay a high rate of tax in Dillingham.
Yeah, but this tax is designed to target people who don't even live here. Most of our Nooshigak fleet is from out of town, and they can come into town and leave town without really contributing a whole lot to city coffers, and this tax would capture that. Do you agree or not agree that that tax targets generally fishermen that don't live here, and that there are rebate programs or refund programs for fishermen who do live here and either are lower income or pay property taxes to the city?
Well, in that light, sure. But those people probably don't tax the city in any of their services either. You know, there's a whole fleet that stays on the south line of the Nooshigak, and you never see them in Dillingham. Besides the point, nobody addresses what do you do with the watershed resident, the Nooshigak drainage people that pay that tax.
Well, let me ask you about that then specifically, because a lawsuit that E-Cut Council spearheaded was joined by communities up through the watershed. And that lawsuit successfully overturned annexation. As you had a role in that lawsuit, I would ask you, what are you hearing from watershed residents?
In a nutshell, what they're interested in, if there is going to be a tax, they want it shared with the communities.
Is there a feasible way to do that?
Sure.
How so?
Well, I think one is to look at a borough. The other thing, I think there could be some type of a revenue sharing mechanism.
Now, the only thing that I've heard so far, and this has been delayed now a few months to give communities a chance, to give Dillingham a chance to find other solutions, I don't think anything has come to the table except that Manicotic may look at annexing their own Igooshix section. Have you heard of any other solutions brought to the table since the delays began back last fall from other communities about how a sharing mechanism might work?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that, well, the one that I'm intrigued and involved with is a borough formation.
In fact, Robert Hyeno is heading up an effort to once again study the idea of creating a borough out of the Nooshigak drainage communities. The Bristol Bay Native Association offered to host and administratively manage the effort, though they say they'll take no position either way. So far, one meeting has been held. It was described as fairly unproductive. There's no timeline for how this new study will proceed, nor who will ever take action on any of its eventual findings. No one has even yet agreed to pay for it, which BBNA estimates will cost over $100,000 to see through. I asked Robert if he felt folks in the watershed communities, and even in Dillingham, believe that borough formation is a realistic option and that this new effort to produce a study is practical.
Well, I think that's the misconception we're hearing already, is that this is just a study.
Okay.
It has nothing to do whether you're going to move forward.
Well, how would you answer critics who say this is a Robert Hyeno stall tactic on annexation?
Well, I guess, what am I stalling for?
I'm not sure anybody ever knows.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me, you know, because then you would have to say, well, is Southwest Regional Schools stalling? Is the City of Dillingham School stalling? I think it's a real opportunity to explore if it's even feasible. And if so, have some options out there of what this thing could look like.
Dillingham city officials have said in the past few months annexation and borough formation don't have to be mutually exclusive. Do you agree or disagree with them on that?
Oh, well, I disagree.
So if they pass annexation, what happens to the idea of a borough?
Well, that's not really up to me to decide, but there's not enough revenue. I'll be right up front. There's not enough revenue to support a municipality fish tax and a borough tax.
What do you say to the Dillingham voters who voted by a majority, not a big majority, but by a majority to adopt annexation in 2012? Is the idea of overturning it or preventing it from passing now, does that go against that vote and the democratic ideals behind that?
No, because they did it wrong the first time. And if
take another vote?
Well, it really doesn't matter what the people of Dillingham say anymore, because the regulation such is that if the annexed territory, if there's no people in the annexed territory, then it's the Alaska legislature that makes the decision. So to me, to reference that, the judge threw all that out. It's not even relevant today.
You're pretty politically connected. The vote comes next Thursday before the Dillingham City Council. Which way do you think it'll go at this point?
I don't have a clue. You know, I think if the city is serious, and they've always said they were, look at and support a borough if it makes economic sense. Well, here's an opportunity to do that. I guess we'll find out on the 15th if they are or not.
Well, Robert, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.